You're listening to SBS News.
For most of the last decade, the Pilbara region in Western Australia's north has been a powerhouse of economic growth for the state and Australia. But in more recent times, communities here have had to contend with the volatility of the mining industry. In the good times, Ben Malley saw the city of Karratha stretched to capacity by global demand for its mineral resources. But now that has slowed, the opposite has emerged. He'd like to see that boom-bust cycle managed better to ensure long-term benefits for the region.
When I got here, it was really picking up. The pace was really picking up. Found that there was a massive shortage of labour. The people that they did have were stressed, and it was just a very turbulent time. Everyone was just trying to do as much as they could, as quickly as they could, to meet demands of the companies that we were contracting to. It was definitely busy, but the capacity of the town was stretched, and we were just flat out every day. She was sun up to sundown. There's a lot of people that are struggling, in business at the moment, for sure. If it could be released slowly so that the businesses here could grow with the boom, so to speak, would be the best case scenario.
But Mr. Malley says despite the massive contributions the region has made to Australia's GDP, neither of the major parties are looking out for the interests of workers in this electorate.
As far as, Australia as a whole, we don't manufacture anything anymore. It seems to be shipped overseas, and we seem to be doing it and buying what we essentially pull out of the ground, raw product, send it overseas to have the gear manufactured overseas, when we could be doing that here on local soil. We've got the talent, people like myself, the guys that are here, on the ground, the blue collar guys every day, charging out, and looking after the economy. It doesn't seem that they take much, in the way of interest in us, sort of, We seem to be left along the way.
Quinn Tram Lee moved to Karratha to work in early education. She's preparing to vote for the first time as an Australian citizen and wants to see change in the childcare industry.
The wages for the labour who work in the childcare services is really low. And if you evaluate right, the childcare educator, maybe in the future, the education in Australia is getting better.
But Ms. Tram Lee said she's not convinced by either of the major parties and hasn't paid much attention to the election campaign.
Not really much. My life at the moment is just work. Rather than work in childcare services, I have the other jobs as well. So most of my life just working. They have the strategy there for us to listen and follow them, but after the election, what's going to happen? And that's why I'm concerned.
Cost of living and job security aren't the only issues affecting voters in Durack. The electorate covers most of Western Australia, from agricultural communities east of Perth to the resource-rich northwest and Indigenous communities along the Northern Territory border. Almost one in five voters here are first Australians. On the Burrup Peninsula, Clinton Walker runs his own tourism business, exploring ancient rock art believed to be 50,000 years old. He says Australia has been slow to promote Indigenous tourism as a means of employment for first Australians.
Part of why I think it's important is because it keeps us grounded in our culture. When you compare the dollar between tourism and resources industry, the tourism dollar stays in the community and the economy much, much longer.
Mr. Walker wants to see the conversation shift from closing remote Aboriginal communities to growing them into sustainable businesses.
Now, there was a push to remove Aboriginal people from those said communities, putting more funding in towards Indigenous tourism. For me, I see is very important.
Durack is a safe seat for the government, held by Liberal candidate Melissa Price on a very comfortable margin. But voters here say they don't want to be taken for granted. On the family farm, 300 kilometres east of Perth, Jesse Davis says agricultural businesses are struggling with poor telecommunications.
Our individual farm is spending thousands of dollars a year to get good internet, and that is not reflective of what our city counterparts are doing. I think they're too far removed from what regional Australia wants and needs. I'd really like to see more support behind our farmers and our producers, because I think people need to know what happens day to day on farm.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.